Today, Thanet has the highest level of child poverty in the country and is ranked among the most deprived 10% of all English regions. When people talk about levelling up, they assume that when it comes to the southeast, everybody's doing fine, said David Stevens, a retired teacher who is now vice chair of the Save Manston Airport Association. But believe me, Thanet is not doing fine. After years of austerity, overseen by the governing party to which McKinley belongs, it looks to many here as if RSP are throwing Thanet a desperately needed lifeline. Last month, Ramsgate Football Club, sponsored by the airport, held a half-term holiday camp for local children on free school meals, providing them with food, career advice, and the chance to ride in a flight simulator. For supporters of the airport, a reopened Manston will not only provide future generations with some economic optimism, but also pride in a region that is too often overlooked in Whitehall and mocked in the national media. One Sunday Times columnist described Thanet as bilious, forlorn and desolate, and dismissed it as a little bit of throbbing gristle. Thanet is seen as a bit of a basket case, a laughingstock on the news, Deb Shotton, vice chair of the Thanet Green Party, told me. The coastal towns have always attracted some wealth, and there's always been a great deal of impoverishment, and because of that demographic divide is easy to stoke division. The rubbish that McKinley spouts is going to get an audience. The Guardian requested interviews with Craig McKinley and RSP for this story. McKinley declined to answer any questions, and RSP did not respond at all. It would be easy to frame the Manston dispute as one that pits indulgent environmentalists, blissfully unaware of Thanet's economic plight, against ecological vandals, divorced from the reality of our climate emergency. But the vast majority of airport supporters I spoke to insisted that tackling climate breakdown was a major priority for them, and that they were convinced that technological advances such as the advent of electric planes would enable Manston to reopen without threatening the country's net zero transition. The airport's owners have made repeated claims about the new hub being environmentally friendly. At the same time, opponents of Manston are painfully aware of Thanet's urgent need for new jobs. They just don't believe that these should come in the form of a carbon-belching project that, according to RSP's own projections, will be responsible for nearly 2% of Britain's aviation emissions by 2050.